Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner. Before we jump into this review, I'm going to ask you to please subscribe to the channel. It does help us with the metrics quite a bit. You can also follow us on all of our other social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. We're all over the net, man. If you can't find us, it's because you're not looking. Now that pandering's out of the way. Looky, looky. Comic Bookie. Check that out, man. I believe I showed you guys a couple of the ads for this and other comics for Reptile. Numero uno. If you're not familiar with Reptile, he's a relatively new character. He's been around a couple years, I believe. I believe his first appearance was during the 50 State Initiative with the Avengers, which I want to say it was a couple years ago. That's where they set up little Avengers groups in each state that would police the mutant activity in those states. Yeah, he was on that, I believe it was 50 State Initiative. I believe he had his own title, Reptile Number One. And then he made a pretty big appearance in Avengers Academy, you know, when Arcade kidnapped them all and made them kind of fight to the death. He's a pretty cool character. Let me give you a little background on him. Humberto Lopez. His parents were paleontologists. They were on an archaeological dig and they found some fossilized amulet. And so, you know, I guess they didn't watch the Brady Bunch episode when Greg found the tiki, the evil tiki, and it caused all kinds of problems for anybody wearing it. Because, he wore it. He put the amulet on. And of course, guess what? It granted him powers of... Originally, it was kind of like this cover here. He could only change certain parts of his body to any type of dinosaur part that he was aware of. Later on, he got hit with some PIM particles. You know, they hooked him up, and he could go full-on dinosaur. I mean, he just changed his body completely into dinosaur. The issue with it was he could turn into a T-Rex, but... the mass thing was kind of a limiter. He couldn't just turn into a huge T-Rex. It was kind of relative to, you know, his size. So he has these powers. He can change into any parts of his body into dinosaur part, or he can go full on dinosaur. Problem is, when he does that, I don't want to make a pun here, but the reptile part of his brain kicks in, you know, goes into instinct mode, and he could accidentally kill innocent people because his, you know, his lizard brain kicks in and he just kills. So, you know, the first part of the comic, they get you acquainted to Reptile, a little bit of his background, you know, showing you a little bit of his powers and how they're using him, about how his parents did disappear. They don't know if they're dead or not. They just say, hey, one of these archaeological digs, they just kind of disappeared. He's living with his abuelo, his uncle, if you're not Spanish speakers. And that's another thing they did right with this character, Marvel. Instead of changing an existing character to fit their diversity needs, they created a new character. And I kind of like Reptile. I think they did a good job with him. So, you know, we have his heritage is from Mexico. His parents, I believe, were from Mexico. So, he's got a lot of Hispanic heritage. Good character. Good job, Marvel. Keep doing that. Don't change your existing characters. Make new, cool characters to fit the diversity model. So, anyway, he's with his abuelo. And they went to go... his uncle has some kind of health condition. And they foreshadow it a few times in here. So, I'm sure it's going to show up in a future episode. They never come out and say what it is. His uncle's kind of keeping it to himself. So that's gonna play into it, I'm sure, somewhere down the line. We'll see. So he goes to visit them. They're in Los Angeles. He's staying with them. They go to visit his it's more of his relatives. So they take him down to LA. They're gonna get some tacos. And the next thing you know, boom. Big explosion, right? It seems like these poor superheroes, they can't catch a break. Everywhere they go, something's happening. But this guy is specifically calling him out. He's like, hey, Humberto Lopez, I know you're here. Come out and face me. And, you know, he's faced some pretty formidable people in his most recent past. So he's kind of used to it. He jumps out and says, yep, I'm here. Let's do this. And the dude keeps telling him, hey, I want your amulet. Give me the amulet. And he's like, you're not getting it, man. It's fused to my chest anyway. You couldn't get it if you wanted. And dude's like, it's been ripped off before. I'll rip it off you and take it. And he's like, how would you know that? He says, I know everything about you. And in fact, I do. And, you know, while they're fighting, he's like, and I do know, the one thing I do know that you'll be interested in is I know where your parents are. That kind of caught him off guard because everybody's just assuming the parents were dead. He was still holding out hope. And so that kind of stopped him in his tracks for a second. So dude has the drop on him. He's getting ready to just, you know, take the amulet by force. And his little cousin, you know, comes out of hiding. I don't know what she's doing. She just says, hey, stop. And with her hands out. And next thing you know, it's like a blast of something. And it takes him out. And then she kind of faints. So, and they've been hinting around that Reptile's powers did not originate with the amulet, but the amulet just kind of amplifies the powers he already has. Not sure. I've also read, you know, the amulet was created by the Hag of the Pit, which, you know, she's from, I believe, a different dimension, and her whole idea was she wanted somebody who could champion the animals, because she was like in a dinosaur world, so she wants somebody who could champion those dinosaurs for her in the future. And he can kind of communicate with the dinosaurs. He can't command them, but he can feel their emotions and kind of know what's going on with them, that type of thing. So, you know, after his cousin blows everybody off the street, he, you know, that's when that guy drops the revelation on him, hey, I know where your parents are. And of course, that's where it ends. It teases number two. He kind of went all, not Triceratops, because it only doesn't have the three horns up there. I wasn't big into dinosaurs. It's one of the other bony plated headed dinosaurs. He's attacking a big old T-Rex. So I don't know if he went back to Savage Land or what's going on. Maybe his parents are stuck in Savage Land and that's where he's going. Don't know. Overall, Reptile number one. First, it's a number one. You know, people love to collect number ones, especially for newer characters. This is, I believe, his first solo title besides the, you know, the 50 State Initiative Reptile number one. That was more of an introduction. This one is like the first of his series. I like it. I like it a lot. I kind of dig his whole dynamic. And, you know, people love dinosaurs. Kids love dinosaurs, too. So I'm thinking he might actually become popular. This is a pretty decent story. I like it. They didn't lean on a bunch of other existing superheroes to kind of launch him or make him popular. Besides them mentioning his time at the Avengers Academy, they you know, there's no cameos or anything like that. So I like it. I say subscribe. I'm telling you guys, subscribe at least for the first few. See if number two and number three follow on the heels of this pretty well. They set up a good story so far, you know, dude. It's always an orphan, you know, parent issues, but his parents may still be alive, so we will see. And I didn't even get the name of the villain. I don't think they gave it in there. And he doesn't look familiar to me, so I think this, I actually, if they keep the writing up, it might actually do well. Subscribe, Reptile number one. If you like that video and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe to the channel. It helps with the metrics tremendously. And while you're at it, hit the bell icon and you will be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.